Pinipilit ng Human Rights Law Center si Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull na ilikas sa mga refugee at asylum seekers mula sa Manus Island at Nauru. Ang panawagan ay ginawa pagkatapos muling kondenahin ng United Nations Committee ang polisa ng Australia tungkol sa mga sentrong nasa labas ng bansa. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang ulat ni Sonja Heideman. Pinipilit ang gobyerno ng Australia ng isang komite ng United Nations sa elimination of racial discrimination upang madali ang ilikas sa mga refugee at asylum seekers mula sa Manus Island at Nauru. Sinabi ng komite na naaalarma sila na ang mga taong walang kasalanan ay patuloy na nananatili sa desperado at mapanganib na kondisyon. Pinipilit nito ang gobyernong Turnbull na humanap ng ligtas at posibleng opsyon sa pagpapatira. Ayon sa abogado ng Human Rights Law Center, Amy Fru, ito ang pangatlong grupo sa karapatang pantao na nagkondena sa Australia sa taong ito dahil sa pagpigil ng walang taning sa mga taong nakadetene sa labas ng kanilang bansa.
And what we can see is the international tide of condemnation is rising at the moment. Malcolm Turnbull must act, and he has to act quickly, and he has to do what the Australian community is calling for him, but also what increasingly the international community is calling for, and that's to evacuate those people to safety immediately.
Itinagdag ni Binibining Fru na muling inulit ng komite ang legal na responsibilidad ng bansa para sa mga lalaki, babae at kabataang pinipigilan nila.
This committee, which is the Committee for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, has echoed the comments of the two other committees this year, which are the Committee for Human Rights and the Committee on the Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. And that's to say that Australia very much is in control of these people's lives. And that means that these are the lives that we can save. These are the lives that Malcolm Turnbull has responsibility for and that he needs to take charge of and keep them safe.
Sinabi naman ng Refugee Action Collective na ang sitwasyon sa Manus Island at Nauru ay nakakatakot. Ayon sa tagapagsalita ng collective, Chris Breen, maraming tao ang hindi tumatanggap ng tamang pagkain.
Refugees have shown us pictures of rotten food that's delivered to them. We know that people have gone hungry, sometimes just got a couple of tomatoes or a lettuce for a day. People have been seriously attacked with machetes and bush knives, including people being cut to the bone. Just last night, there was a man with a knife who went into the hillside accommodation, and in Port Moresby, where other refugees have been sent to the Granville Motel, there was somebody else with a machete who was threatening to attack refugees. So they live in constant fear.
Dagdag pa ni Ginoong Brin, kakaunting alaga at gamot ang tinatanggap ng mga ito. Samantala, sinabi ni Amy Fru ng Human Rights Law Center na nakakabahala na ang Australia ay nahalal sa Human Rights Council ng United Nations at sila ang magsisimulang mamuno nito sa susunod na taon. Ayon sa kanya, dapat yakapin ng Australia ang kanilang posisyon bilang mamamayan ng mundo.
As long as these human rights abuses continue offshore, that credibility and moral authority will be diminished and those abuses will dog our presence on the council until they're resolved.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.